today.
That's what we're kicking off right now. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And by the way, I want to welcome our brand-newest affiliate. So new, I haven't had a chance to put them up on the website yet. WWNSAM1240 in Statesboro, Georgia. Welcome aboard to our listeners there. They're taking the show a little bit delayed. You guys are hearing us a couple hours later. They're taking the show 9 to midnight Eastern Time weeknights. So welcome aboard. It's our second Georgia affiliate in as many weeks. Or just about. So, again, welcome. You're hearing a show that's a little bit different from your typical talk radio show. It is not your typical Democrat or Republican talking head show where we worship politicians or love one side and hate the other side.
You might hear some, like, logic here.
Yeah.
And rational thinking.
You might hear a little bit of that. And we'll also take your calls, which is a total crapshoot as to who knows what comes out of the speaker. So you can call in at 855-450-FREE and literally take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. And if you're just tuning in tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
And so let's change gears. We've continued to cover this Boston bombing thing. And, Mark, you had a story that we haven't talked about in a little while. One of these parents. That's
types
a parent.
Of stories, yeah.
Yeah, one of these types of parents that just doesn't really believe in hospitals and what that can lead to. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple serving probation currently for the 2009 death of their toddler after they turned to prayer instead of a doctor could face new charges now that another son has died. This couple here, Herbert and Catherine Schleibel, belong to a fundamentalist Christian church that believes in faith healing. They lost their 8-month-old son, Brandon, last week after he suffered from diarrhea and breathing problems for at least a week. First off, I really got to wonder what you're doing wrong in your house that two of your children could die. I mean, my son hasn't spent very much time at all at a doctor. You know, I mean, generally kids don't have. If the human race was susceptible to these things in childhood, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I wonder how much or how deep or far their beliefs go. Like, do they not have any internet? Because, you know, I'm one of these individuals that have a belief as well of, like, trying to stay out of the hospitals because I feel like, you know, just like with inspection stickers and states and stuff, like, you bring your car in, it's like either the standards or just from the guy knowing that he has this permission from the state to, like, enforce these whatever repairs on you. Similar to the medical industry being so regulated, you go in with all these tests to cover your their butts. The doctor then says, like, you need all this stuff, and at the end of the day, you're fine, and you're $100,000.
Yeah, what a surprise. They're going to find something wrong with you.
Or they actually find something wrong with you, because that's even more job security.
Or they find something that's wrong with you, but it's not necessarily something that you need to fix.
Right. Now, I haven't had anything major like cancer or something like that, but the common cold, the flu, these are some things that I've remedied with Google searches or other folks who are like, try this natural remedy.
Yeah, these natural, I think the like WebMD and these other sites are really useful for cutting out doctors.
So I don't know if I'm jumping the gun on the story here. If they have it, did they? So
I don't know the answer to this, to the part that you're asking. Basically, last week he suffered from diarrhea and breathing problems.
Diarrhea, isn't that the number one killer worldwide?
Well, yeah, a bacterial. It's yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's a symptom of a particular
gotcha.
Bacterial infection. 4 years ago, another son died from a bacterial pneumonia. Prosecutors said Tuesday that the decision on charges will be made after they get a result from the autopsy. Catherine Scheibel's attorney, Jamira, whatever, man.
Where is this?
Pennsylvania,
okay.
Cautioned against a rush to judgment and said the couple are good parents, deeply distraught over the loss of of another child. There are way more questions than answers at this point. We haven't seen an autopsy report. We don't know what the cause of death is, says the attorney. to the Associated Press. We do know that Mr. and Mrs. Scheibel are distraught, they're grieving, and they're tremendously sad about the loss of their most recent baby. So, you know, I mean, the specifics of it I don't think really matter as much as there are people out there that have children that have medical problems that don't believe in, you know, that are going to lay their hands on them and pray over them and just hope that it happens. I really wonder, couldn't Jesus sustain your baby without you breastfeeding it or feeding it with a bottle? I mean, if you, why not just pray over your child rather than feed them, is what I'm thinking. Why, you know, I think that at some point or another...
We don't believe in food.
I just don't understand. But
that's what I was trying to ask about this, is like, is it, you know, lack of knowledge, basically stupidity, that, you know, like, do these parents are like, they're feeding not this individual baby food that's better for a child, but like giving it garlic or like, you know, upset stomach and it's not getting nutrition and they're just like
not changing diapers.
Or are they negligent? Like the kid is out in winter and it's cold and they don't care. Now it has a cold and they still don't care.
Yeah,
and
good then, like, question.
So, you know, that to me would be a bigger issue because, like, in my personal opinion, stupidity isn't illegal. And then actually, like, the situation is remedying itself because, like, if you're not mentally capable to raise children, then
Darwin will come into effect.
The state has already taken away their seven other children.
Seven.
Wow.
Jesus wants you to
crank them out.
You know, this 3,000-year-old text, and some parts even older than that, says to, you know, be fruitful and multiply, for God's sake.
So two are dead. Seven of them have been removed from the household.
Previously. Yeah.
Shouldn't someone just tell, like, Madonna about these kids? She'd, like, take them in or something, but it sounds like a better solution.
Does it say anything about, I mean, because to Adamo's question mark, does it say anything in here about their religion? Does it give any insight into what their belief system is? Because there are people who have this belief that it's just against God to do any kind of allopathic medicine, anything whatsoever at all. Like, you can't even wear glasses if you're going blind.
Herbert Scheibel, 44, and his 43-year-old wife grew up at the First Century Gospel Church in Northeast Philadelphia and have served as teachers there. The church's website has a sermon entitled Healing from God or Medicine that quotes Bible verses purportedly forbidding Christians from visiting doctors or taking medicine.
What's the church called?
It's the First Century Gospel Church. It is a definitive sin to trust in medical help and pills, and it is real faith to trust in the name of Jesus for healing, says the message from last May.
It's a test of your faith that your little child is sick, and if you have faith that is strong enough, they will pull through, and if they don't pull through, that just means you didn't believe in God enough.
Or it means that that was God's will, and that this is, I mean, there's all kinds of different interpretations of what happened.
Yeah.
But, that's why I was asking, well, why in the world would you feed an infant? Just pray over them, and Jesus will fill their stomach with the most nutritional God stuff that he has available, if that's what he's working on. That's why I don't believe in this. Many Christians would say that the Lord helps those that help themselves in this circumstance. I don't think that this is necessarily indicative of most Christians. I certainly don't believe that. But
no, I mean, this is unusual. But it does show that there are a lot of passages in the Bible that can be taken and taken out of context and or taken in context and used to justify all manner of absolutely nutty belief systems.
Yeah, it's the problem with words on paper. You know, we all could read the same book and come up with different reports or interpretations, you know. Again, the real gray area here is like, so are there infants, right? So you can't be like, hey, do you want to take the smallpox vaccination? Yes, I would. I'm sick of itching. Or, you know, I don't want this to come to a logical
conclusion. They can't run away if they're upset.
Yeah, and they can't interact with you. So it's like, and I believe that, you know, children are never the parents' property, but when they're infants and unable to communicate, you know, so these are my neighbors. I might be like trying to persuade them with whatever information I could print out from WebMD to get them to do this. But at the end of the day,
WebMD is going to pale in comparison to the Holy Bible, my friend.
Well, I understand. I'm not saying my task that I would be describing there would be easy. It would be, I guess, what I would try to have to do to because you can't force them. I guess I couldn't take the child.
Right.
What happens here?
This is the issue here, right, is should something be able to be done through the system about this? aren't these people entitled to their religious beliefs and entitled to act, or in this case, to not act upon their religious beliefs? And if in this case they're simply doing nothing, it's not like they're taking actions that we know of, at least, to poison their children or to do something to purposely harm them. They're just getting sick and they're not doing anything about it. How do you feel about that? 855-453.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Good habits can be developed and any bad habit can be broken through repetition. Diligence and patience will eventually bring you success. You know, one of the reasons that we don't develop the good habits we say we want is because we live in a culture of instant gratification. We tend to want everything now and not realize that many of the good things we want and need are not attained just because we want them. We have to be willing to do what we need to do to get them. Never start a project with doubt and fear that you won't succeed. Begin with the simple belief that you can change with God's help. You can form good habits and you can break bad ones.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life, is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them. We've got live streams in three different flavors. There's the broadband, the midband, and the narrowband versions. These are different bit rates that will be likely to fit your internet connection. One of them is going to fit you well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can get tuned in to Free Talk Live there around the clock. You can listen live, and you can listen later, because the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our live streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about the great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. And those are all listed. In addition to that, we've got satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard 7 nights a week. We're also up on KU Band on the free-to-air, which you can receive anywhere across North America, as well as Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. Plus, we got webcam option, a webcam option, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to learn more and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
We finally have a very exciting item at gold.freetalklive.com. I had been working on this, and I'm really excited that we finally brought it to fruition. The Valcambi Combi Bar is, now this isn't a candy bar. I know it sounds delicious, right? But in fact, it is a 50-gram gold bar that is scored. Perforated?
Scored.
Sounds
right.
Scored so that you can break off 50 different 1-gram pieces from it.
Hmm.
And it's really neat, especially if you want to have precious metals in case, if you want to do business in precious metals, get people involved in buying and selling and trading when gold or silver. But the Valcambi bar is, like I said, it's 50 grams of gold scored into 1-gram pieces, and it's very neat. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Go take a look. It's really exciting. There are other forms of gold and silver there. If you want to do some business, for instance, in silver, we have the survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes. That's a commensurate price to the Valcambi bar. These are really great deals on gold and silver. Go check them out at gold.freetalklive.com. My favorite silver piece right now, the Mises Silver Round. And since you can't call coins that aren't minted by governments coins, it's therefore the Mises pieces. You can get them at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls now. You can bring up anything. We are starting we're into our third hour now, and that means some stations are taking our show on delayed broadcast, so they're hearing our first hour. Doesn't matter. Even if you're calling in to our third hour thinking it's the first hour, you can still comment on what we were talking about in the first hour, which was like the Boston situation, the police state. So you can talk about that. You can talk about anything you want. Also, these parents who have basically decided they're not going to take their kids to the hospital. Kid comes down with something, they're going to pray, and that's about it.
Right. Got to figure it out.
They're going to pray a lot, I imagine, but that's about it. And the question is that okay? Is that something people should be allowed to do? Should there be some kind of intervention by the state? Or could there be an intervention by the neighbors? Could there be an intervention by family members? What would be the appropriate way to handle a situation like that? Because I don't think a lot of people want to just stand by and allow somebody to just allow their kids to die. Should that be the prerogative of the parents? Is there something wrong with concerned people in the neighborhood or where in the community to come and intervene? Should the parents be going to jail? There are a lot of questions that we'd love to get your thoughts on. Let's go to Chris, listening to XM in Arizona, listening to America's Talk. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey. What's on your mind?
How are you?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, here's my thoughts. One of you guys says, do they not have internet? Obviously, they are allowed to have internet if the church has a website. So
good point.
In the world, the church, you mentioned that the church is against going and seeing doctors or, medication pills of any kind. I am not a member of that church, and I'm not a loopy, but I prefer a more holistic lifestyle. I have a 2-year-old son. He's been to the doctor twice in his entire life, once when he was born, and just because my in-laws pressured me, I took him for a checkup.
Yeah.
Everything else, about a chicken pox, about a hand, foot, mouth disease, earache, ear infection, teething, all of that I took care of myself homeopathically. And he is perfectly alive and perfectly healthy. So
I think that's excellent.
How is it that they're not? Are they not allowed to do the homeopathic stuff?
So when you say homeopathy, I just want to be 100% clear what we're talking about. Are you talking about different kinds of sort of alternative medications, or are you talking about specifically homeopathic water treatments?
Mostly herbs.
A lot of people will use the term homeopathy in a sort of a broader sense, and I just wanted to be clear what you're saying.
What would be a better term for that, Mark?
Holistic or naturopathic would probably be a better term.
Because homeopathy is basically faith-based healing as well, from what I understand.
I'm not a fan of homeopathy specifically, but I've seen natural remedies work. We had these pills for my cat. My wife worked for a chiropractor. He prescribed these pills for the cat, and they were essentially sort of bovine liver extract or something like that. So it was like cow organs. Mm-hmm. We put them on his cat food, and it cleared his skin up. The cat was not convinced. This was not a placebo that convinced the cat. So, I've watched it work in my life, and I figure some of it works and some of it doesn't. We just don't know which parts work and which parts don't.
Chris, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, what got me started on all of this was I have two older children, and they had vaccines and the doctor visits and everything else. And my middle son's two-year bout of vaccine completely destroyed his brain. He ADHD, autism, it was horrible. It was a horrible, horrible experience.
How do you know it was the vaccine that did it?
He was fine, perfectly healthy, perfectly normal. He was on the scales that they have, he was in the 98th percentile. And about a week after he's receiving 8 vaccines at once, he goes. And I
How old was he when that happened?
About 3.
Chris, I thank you for your call and your thoughts, and I appreciate your story, and thanks for calling in. 855-450-FREE. Spencer is on the line listening to WKZO in Kalamazoo. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I got a problem with, here we got these veterans that's coming back, and most of them are hired as police officers and to protect us, okay? Well, at the same time, they're committing suicide at like 25 a day.
Yeah, it's an incredible number.
Why would you put these guns in these guys' hands and expect them to protect us when they're unstable?
Sure, it makes you wonder, right? Exactly, the stability of the ones who aren't offing themselves or having, PTSD type symptoms or anything like that. So what are these officers who are, trying to tough it out or perceived to be that, their mentality and their mind is all right? What is it really?
What's really going on beneath the surface?
Exactly.
Sure. Hey, Spencer, I don't know if you have another thought. You're welcome to hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment if you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want, whether you want to talk about the police state or these parents that basically believe that they're not going to take any action to help their kids beyond praying for them if they get sick. 855-450-FREE. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22nd, 2013. Gold up this morning at $1,430.420. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,471.04, $735.52 for a half ounce, or $367.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,471.04, $735.52, and $367.76.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there, including the mobile site. You want quick access to our live streams, the podcast perhaps? Go to m.freetalklive.com to find that stuff. That's m.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of our site, the mobile site is also free.
Next month, we're going to California for the Bitcoin 2013 conference at bitcoin2013.com. The name of the conference is Bitcoin 2013, The Future of Payments. And the suggestion is that Bitcoins will grow in the future and that many people will use them to send and receive money online. And you really don't have to pay any fee at all. You have the option of putting a small fee on that, a tip to the Bitcoin miners. But they're a fascinating new payment possibility, and I think that they're very interesting. If you are as excited about Bitcoins as I am, be in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center May 17th through the 19th for Bitcoin 2013, The Future of Payments. They're going to have all kinds of different Bitcoin pioneers there, people from TradeHill, Coinbase, NerdTribe, Facebook, BitPay, BitInstant. They'll be signaling the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. The bold that sees the future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com.
As we go back to Spencer, we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the number. Spencer, you're back on Free Talk Live. I know you'd made one point about the military, these military guys committing suicide. The question is, what about the ones who aren't committing suicide? How messed up are they? And now you've got them becoming police officers. And I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out. So go ahead.
Exactly. And I have one other issue I'd just like to ask you guys about as far as this immigration thing. You know, here we're immigrating guys from Mexico when our unemployment rate is, you know, off the charts. Why can't we give Americans a chance to work these farms instead of, you know, using immigrants who we claim are Americans won't do the job.
I won't go out on that farm for $5.50 an hour. That's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you.
There's no immigrants making $5.50. Those guys are making anywhere from $300 to $400 a day.
It depends.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to speak to what they're making, but there are a couple of news stories out there, one from that I recall that we've read on the air, one from Georgia, one from Alabama. Both of them are similar situations. I'm going to tell you about the Georgia one real quick. They took probationers, people, and basically made it a part of their probation to work for these farms. Because, you know, Georgia had basically passed some anti-immigrant laws and driven immigrants out of the state.
This is well over a year ago.
A year ago. And essentially what happened was they were finding that they couldn't get these people to work. The probationers that had a threat of going back to jail if they didn't do the work were walking off and saying, screw this, I'm not doing it. And one thing I want to point out is about the immigrants, not only do they come here and they do work that obviously some Americans don't want to do for rates that obviously some Americans are unwilling to do them for, but further, they participate in the economy in a way that grows the economy. They, you know, if you have more people and people that are working, I'm not talking about immigrants that come here and suck off the tea to the state, that take a bunch of free stuff. Those people are just as much of a problem as people that do it from here in the United States. But the people that come here and work, they rent houses, they buy cars, they eat food, they drink beer, they do everything that Americans do, and this stimulates the economy and gives jobs to people. So the very fact that they're here actually does provide new jobs.
Yeah, we can start the immigration conversation at many points, but like Mark was just touching on, for me it's, you know, so there's minimum wages, there's all these regulations, you got to make sure that it's a citizen, you got to take their Social Security, you got to take their Medicare out of their checks. Or you can just hire somebody who's not so much caring about the law, in this case, what you would call an illegal immigrant, who doesn't have to worry about that stuff. The employer doesn't have to worry about that stuff with them, and pay them a lower rate, get a lot of production out of them, and continue business as is. And that, to me, is, you know, the problem. It's like government's involvement in so many people's business that they just can't choose to hire who is best.
Right, yeah, and the government's the one screwing up the economy with their monetary policies as well. It's certainly not people who are coming here looking for a better life for themselves.
Well, you know, here in Michigan, if you go to the farm fields, these guys are driving Cadillac Escalades out in the field, Ford F-350s. They're making good money. They're making good money. And the point is that you and I don't have a chance to do that. I mean,
you could go right out there, walk right up and get a job, right?
Why,
I mean,
why can't you do it for a buck an hour less?
Not possible. They only hire Hispanics. They only hire Hispanics.
Why do you think that is?
It's a little biased there. And I don't understand why. Because they send most of their money back to Mexico. I mean, they have these little phones, and they get their check, and they go straight to the phone bank, and they send that money to Mexico.
Well, so I don't know how much of their money they send.
So you're saying, let me see if I've got this straight. You're telling me that an employer, if you go there as somebody who is not a Hispanic, and you offer to work for less than their average Hispanic employee is working, you're telling me that they're going to turn you down.
They will not hire you. They will not hire you.
I don't want to advocate anyone using the system or anything like that, but that seems like a pretty clear case of discrimination, right?
What would their reason be?
What would they tell you as far as why they wouldn't hire you?
We're not hiring. Most of my friends are Hispanic, so I know how their system is working. And so I, you know, I go when they go, and they pass me on. They push me. We're not hiring. And then this guy will bring an illegal in. He's not even illegal, and they've never seen him before. And, oh, you drive truck number 5, you know, put him right in the truck. But me or you, we cannot get a job.
Why, now, can you speculate for me as to why that is? Because it seems unbelievable to me. I mean, economically, why wouldn't you want to hire somebody who is able-bodied and willing to work for less?
I haven't been able to figure it out yet. And I've contacted the employment agencies around here, and I told them they need to do something about it. And I contacted the civil rights agency, and so right now we're trying to do something about it. But I want to know myself why that is, because it. See, we're consumers. We spend our money. They don't go to McDonald's. They don't go to Burger King. What we use
that's
around
nonsense.
That's not true, yeah.
That's nonsense.
I've seen plenty of.
Yeah. And by the way, maybe things are real nice up in Michigan, but I come from Florida, and I've been.
Well, I can tell you the farmers out here in New Hampshire are hiring, they're hiring white people between $8 and $10 an hour. None of them are driving Escalades.
Right.
So I don't understand what's going on different there.
I've been out east of the interstate in Sarasota, Florida, where they have some workers who are definitely, you know, brown, and those guys are living in a ramshackle house.
They're being driven around in a bus by the farm boss.
Yeah, so I mean, your experience isn't mine, Spencer. I don't know what's going on in Michigan at all.
Michigan, it's not. I can tell you how much they make for a box of pickles. A box of pickles is a 5x5 box that's 4 foot deep, and that box pays $45. It takes you an hour and a half to fill that box. Okay, they do 6 to 8 of those boxes a day, a person. 6 to 8 boxes of pickles a day. Now you figure that out. I mean,
I'm not denying what you're saying, Spencer. I'm just telling you it's completely different from my experience. However, whatever the issue is, if it's a problem with somebody not hiring people you think they should hire, then I would suggest that you buy your own farm and hire the people that that you want to hire and get out there and compete.
If I didn't buy my own farm, I wouldn't need their jobs.
I hear where you're coming from. Sure. It's. You know, competition in the marketplace can be difficult. Certain people want other types, a specific type of worker. I don't think what they're doing is right. If what you're saying is true, I think
surely
they should...
one farmer in this area must be willing to hire somebody who'll work hard for a little less.
Thanks for the call tonight, Spencer. Appreciate hearing from you. But ultimately, the solution, even if all those things are true, what he said, and I don't know, but even if they are true, then the solution is not to crack down on the border. The solution is not to raid companies and check files.
Go above and beyond. My first job in construction, I worked the first day for free. I said, I want the job so bad I work for free.
There you go. 855-450-FREE. We've got enough time maybe to get your thoughts on here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Prepperfest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. And come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Maybe enough time for your call if you're on the line right now. Take them at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Damo.
And Mark.
Speaking of Skype, we're going to get right back into that and then back to your phone calls, because Boiler Room has been waiting patiently in Illinois, listening on Skype, or rather calling on Skype. Go ahead, Boiler Room.
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment or two about the parents. You know, the first thing right off the bat is that you can't fix stupid.
These are the parents who are refusing to give their children medical care, resulting in them dying.
Correct. I mean, you know, I completely agree with them not going to allopathic medicine because they kill about 250,000 people a year. But if you're not intelligent enough to go find the cure, then, you know, you get what you get.
Yeah,
now, I don't agree with the kids having to suffer that way because they have idiots for parents.
What should happen to the kids?
Well, where was the rest of the family?
They might be as crazy.
They were born. The story did say that the husband at least was a child in this church. So apparently they grew up in this church.
Sure, but at some point, I think, you know, in this example, too, you said they had...
Are there neighbors and stuff? I mean, did they live on a compound somewhere?
Right, I don't get that impression, no.
That's what I was going to have. If I was the neighbor, and they could, it's fine they have these beliefs, and I could maybe give them examples, but like you said, Mark, in the story, that they had seven other children that have already been taken from them. One child, I believe, had already died, and so maybe mom's about to come around. Maybe one of the other kids that's older is about to come around, and so maybe if, like, you know, if it continues to happen, at some point, mom's going to be like... Kids keep getting the common cold, praying doesn't work, and a Damo standing outside with cough syrup, and he's begging me and showing me all this stuff to try it. Maybe on the fourth child, I will try it.
What about kidnapping
the kids?
That's
what I'm saying. You can't fix stupid.
Right, you could rescue the kids. What about taking them physically from that home?
That's what the government's doing.
Yeah, but I don't agree with the state coming in.
I'm not saying the state. I'm talking about concerned neighbors.
Absolutely. If the neighbor next door wanted to kick the door in and say, hey, man, you people are out of your minds. I'm taking this kid and getting her help. Then, yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
Because I think at that point,
like
if the neighbor...
kicking their dog next door.
Right. If the neighbor,
your neighbor
does
kicking
something...
their dog, go take the dog.
I agree. I think if the neighbor is willing to take that risk, because basically they would be taking the risk of full liability for their actions, which is kidnapping. So in a more free market world, then the parents who are crazy could then sue the neighbor, and then there would be some sort of decision made about whether or not the kid should go back to the original parents or whether or not it was the right thing to do.
I don't know. I think for me, I could try to peacefully persuade them through science or whatever material that I could provide them to.
Well, they're
understand
not
going
to listen. Let's say they're not listening
they
to you.
Listen,
and
then,
their kid's dying, man. It's coughing up blood.
If you know, I have a business.
But the state's going to come in and take that kid, though.
Right. I'm talking about in a world where there is no state. What do you do then?
I'm going to ostracize that person, and so like their family. If I own a repair shop, whatever it might be, they're not going to do business with me. And if anybody that may assist them in some other way would do that, and I would hopefully try to use that sort of method
right.
to bring
try
them
to
out.
Shame them into it.
Right. I agree with all those tactics.
I really wouldn't support my other neighbor on the other side of their house going in and kicking in their door, taking their thing over their beliefs. I mean, now if they
I generally wouldn't do that either, but I can't say I would feel bad if the kid actually ended up in a better household as a result of somebody who cared enough to go in and do something about it.
Well,
like,
I don't know if it's a better household or not, because they're in a different household now with the foster parents. It's just that like these people may be really great parents, except that they trust Jesus to heal their kids or whatever the story may be. Now, I would like to have a conversation with them.
Another call. We'll see you later.
Hey, thanks, Boiler Room. Appreciate
it. I'd like to have a conversation with them and ask them, well, do you teach your kids to look both ways when they cross the street? I mean, exactly how much do you take this, the Lord's going to take care of us thing? How far do you take this? And, I want to know. Because obviously you can't fix somebody who says, we teach our children to never look both ways when they cross the street. We don't teach them to look both ways. It's that we teach them not to look both ways. We teach them to keep their heads directly forward and not look both ways because God will take care of them. You can't fix that. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. You can complain about parents that won't take their kids to the hospital when they're ill because there are, you know, there's a few of them. These stories show up now and then. I've never heard of the parent that tells their kid not to look both ways before they cross the street.
Let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Martha is listening in Atlanta on XM's America's Talk. Hey, Martha.
This is Monica.
Monica.
Hello. Hi. Hey. Yes, I'm sorry. That's okay. I just want to let you know, to answer the question that you asked me, gentlemen, previously about why he would not be hired and some illegals may... Maybe this is an issue that I deal with on a daily basis. I'm not only Hispanic, I'm black, I'm in the legal field. And what happens, and right here in Atlanta, we've had to have some action on several companies. I won't say the names unless you want me to, and I'll happy to do that. But when the Hispanics go to get hired, yes, they get hired for less money, and they get hired because there's no fear of them. If it's an American with citizenship, they know if something happens, they are going to complain about work hours, the pay, whatever it is. The Hispanic you can hire them at $10 and in 3 weeks cut their salary to $7, and they're still going to stay on, and they won't complain to the Labor Department or anything. So all these Americans that are so gung-ho about, oh, yes, let the legal stay,
Well, I think that I don't think people should be illegal. I think that they should be able to work and therefore to decide whether or not they want to stay when their pay gets dropped from $10 to $7. I think that the real evil here is that these people are illegal, so therefore they're at the mercy of the employer who can then threaten to turn them over to ICE.
Right, they're living in the shadows.
So when you're asking why would they hire them, you know, I mean, you have to be living in a box not to realize what is happening. These people are taking advantage of all day, and I happen to, unfortunately, sometimes have to defend them against, you know, the American companies that they work for 30 days and they owe thousands of dollars and they never get it, and they know they would not be able to do that with an American, and that's their advantage.
Yeah.
But the gentleman was saying essentially that these people are being paid something the equivalent of like $20 an hour, $30 an hour, and driving really great cars.
That seems unbelievable.
He couldn't get hired on, and that they were picking pickles, which, by the way, you pick your own pick.
The other side of that is that, you know, there's a stereotype in all races, and the stereotype in the black race is that, you know, those guys are lazy. That Fridays when they get their paycheck, they won't show up again. The illegal will show up because their families back home are depending on them.
Martha, I get your point, and I think it makes sense that these people are being taken advantage of because they can't be up front, they can't be known that they're here.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds to me like you think the solution is restrictions. Don't you think that the solution should instead be to allow anyone who wants to come here and work above board?
Absolutely not. That's the reason why we have so many actions with terrorism and people that have come here and you don't know.
No, the reason why. Thanks for the call, Martha. I appreciate it. But the reason why we have terrorism is because of the U.S. military going around the world and killing innocent people.
Which terrorist was here illegally?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the point I made to somebody at breakfast.
Which terrorist came to this country illegally? I should ask the question. Somebody overstate visas.
We've got Russ in Wyoming listening on XM as well. Hey, Russ.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. We're short on time, so go quick.
Okay. Well, but one suggestion for you when you go to San Jose.
Yes.
Are you guys a fan of burgers?
I like a good burger, sure.
Okay. When you get to San Jose, you've got to find In-N-Out Burger.
I knew he was going to say that.
Isn't this just a chain?
It is. It's just a chain out on the West Coast. But I
is
remember
it that
my
good?
First, it's good. It's I enjoyed the atmosphere and the burger.
It's the point.
You say what? I'm sorry. You broke up.
Now, I've got a really good book for you guys to read, too.
And what's that?
Moon Popping Trees.
All right, you'll have to call another night, man. You got a bad connection. Appreciate the call, though. Let's go to someone calling from Utah. You're on Free Talk Live.
I just want to make a comment about the Latino workers that come here and what the first caller was saying. I grew up on a small farm in Oregon. We used to hire a lot of Latino workers, and one of the reasons that we hired them was because, in my opinion, they were much harder workers for the amount of money that we paid them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's probably one of the reasons that maybe native-born Americans, and I think that there's people that complain about that, but I'll tell you, there are many people that will not do the job that Latino workers will do, especially for the amount of pay. They're very hard workers. The other thing that guy said that is completely false in my observation is they're not a part of the economic community. They were very much a part of the economic community. They, in fact, shopped at the local stores more than most of the people that live there on a permanent basis. You know, that a lot of them lived in these kind of temporary-type worker camps. And
that's an excellent
totally
point.
False. They were totally part of the economy, spent their money, and...
Yeah, and if you need any proof of that, by the way, great call, Russ. I appreciate it. I'm sorry we're short on time, but if you need any proof of that, there are some examples of where the feds have come in, shut down a big factory with so-called illegal workers, and this is in a small town where the factory's like the biggest provider of the jobs, so all these people leave, and then everything's devastated economically.
Housing,
convenience stores,
bars,
everything.
Restaurants.
Yep, Adamo, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Coplock.org, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.